Jo Van Cool welcoming you to another programme of Animates. We're going to have an interview today with Sunshine Butterflies, which is a fascinating organisation existing in Queensland. But many people may find that they're so fascinated by it that they want to go and have a look for themselves. Good morning, Leanne. Lovely
Hi,
to
Jo.
Talk.
Yes, thank you.
Now, can you tell me, I'm really intrigued by the title of your organisation, Sunshine Butterflies. What does it stand for?
Well, our tagline is actually about seeing the ability and not the disability in people. So, and I guess butterflies comes from the fact that butterflies are deaf and how they have to use all their senses basically to be able to be the best that they are. So that's where we got the butterflies part from. And then, of course, sunshine's after the Sunshine Coast where we are.
Well, that sounds really sensible to me. I don't know. I just found it amazing to be butterflies. Now I understand the connection.
Yes, yeah. So we were originally butterfly kids, but, of course, kids grow into young adults and young adults grow into the older adults. So we sort of had a bit of a change along the way.
Oh, just like we are, really. We're changing radically. We used to be purely for the print handicapped and now we're for people with all sorts of disabilities.
Same thing. It's all about inclusion and supporting all, isn't it?
That's right. So this idea, I don't know how it began. How did it become a reality? Could you talk us through exactly what happened?
So about the whole charity, about all our programs?
Well, specifically, we're particularly interested in the one that involves animals in your backyard program. But I guess initially it was a sort of a bigger concept, was it?
That's right, yeah. We originally started in 2005 with support groups and swim clubs and, of course, you know, things just grow from there. And, you know, now we do a number of post-school programs as well, which is music, art, woodwork. But the idea of doing programs involving animals has been a dream for a long, long time. And, of course, you know, to have the animals, you need the land, and finding the right land was the problem. And once we found that, we basically drew a concept plan of what we wanted to build towards to be able to provide animal therapy.
Yeah, well, it's certainly really a growing thing, animal therapy overall, I think. Whereabouts are you?
We're on the Sunshine Coast, just out of Noosa.
All right.
In a little place called Karoi Bar. So we have a 5-acre hobby farm here that, you know, we've got many animals. We've got cows, goats, sheep, lots of ducks and chickens. We've got a donkey who seems to be the star attraction, and we've got two little miniature ponies on the way.
And is the donkey popular because he takes rides or just because?
No, he's only a baby himself. But there's just something about donkeys that love, you know, the warmth and affection that you can give them. And, of course, it goes both ways because we receive the beautiful therapy that comes with him loving us, you know, stroking him and things like that. So, you know, you can get the most agitated child or young adult who becomes very relaxed while patting the donkey and talking to him. So, the donkey just seems to be the star attraction. And I think it's because of his size. He's a miniature and he just seems to have a lot of spunk and character.
And also probably responsive too in terms of, you know, some animals are really responsive to any kind of affection.
Yeah, and there is sort of a lot of research that I've read on donkeys for that very reason that you're saying, that, and you can tell that they just watch you the whole time and they seem to just act differently around different people as well.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Now, do you get any funding for all of this?
No, we don't get any funding for any of our services. So we basically fund ourselves and sustain ourselves by creating businesses. So we have like a first aid business and also a landscape maintenance business where all the profits from those come back into the organisation and pay for all our operational costs and, of course, all our program costs. So it's quite a unique model.
I was going to say, it's pretty unique.
Yeah, and then some of our young adults obviously have some post-school funding, and so the post-school funding sort of helps to be able to, you know, hire staff And we have a lot of volunteers as well. We have a lot of people doing placements, and obviously the wonderful setup that we have here. Everybody who's doing their Cert 3s in disability all want to do their placements. Student hours here, because it's just such a lovely environment that you can learn so much in.
Oh, I'm sure. I was going to ask you about the backyard, but you've really answered me all the questions where that's concerned. What do you have any particular plans for the future?
Well, obviously we want to do new programs and initiatives that are surrounding animals. We want to be able to offer education courses to people with disability so that they can actually learn skills so that they can, you know, assist at vets or dog groomers or even farm hands. So although we say that it's animal-assisted therapy, we actually call it farm therapy here because it's a lot more than just looking after the animals. It's also, you know, a lot of farm chores and things like that, and we do a lot of horticulture and permaculture and stuff. So we're sort of using a lot of the manures and, you know, putting them on our gardens and stuff. So we want to be able to, you know, provide a Cert 1, 2 and 3 in sort of like an animal studies course that we're putting together at the moment. And, of course, we've also got social enterprises that we want to develop further down the track as well.
Oh, I'm sure it all sounds absolutely marvellous, and it's lovely to think that it's really self-funded. I mean, so often people are struggling, to, as we are, to make an existence out of next to nothing, but clearly you've done much better than that. You've really grown.
I guess not receiving any government funding makes you look at things differently because you have to sustain yourselves, and you know, with the National Disability Insurance Scheme coming along too, that's obviously going to change a lot of stuff for us.
Yeah, it probably will.
Yeah, but however, not having the government funding in the first place, it just makes us sort of look at things differently. And obviously we've always had a lot more flexibility. We don't have to sort of run by strict guidelines or anything like that that usually government funding comes with. So we're ready to embrace the NDIS and hope that it brings lots of opportunities for us.
It sounds marvellous. Now, what sort of age groups will be catered for in the backyard, largely?
Yeah, well, it'll be all ages. It's all ages, all abilities. There's basically, you know, something for everybody here.
Do they come in sort of groups of a certain age, or do they come individually always?
Well, it depends what's their circumstance, I guess, but we get a lot of school groups coming through now, like special education groups. Obviously, all of our programs are here out at our backyard. And so you could be doing a music program, but then in the afternoon it could be that you go down and do some work with the animals. So it just depends on what your circumstance is and whether you need, you know, like if you're someone that's quite vulnerable and you just need that little bit of time out for yourself with an animal, because of the calming influence that they actually, you know, do give to you. So we sort of, you know, accept all ages.
And I guess you play it by ear a bit, depending on
Absolutely.
The needs.
Yeah, very much so.
Where do your staff train? Do they train on the job or do they have previous training?
Well, there's actually no courses to become an animal therapy, you know, professional or assistant. There's so many studies here in Australia that's being undertaken at the moment to sort of try and prove that the therapy is, you know, does play an important role for its different users. So what we've actually created, until you can actually put someone through a proper course, is that we have a psychologist on our team, we have a counsellor, we have people that are very, very familiar with animals and know how to you know, work with animals. So it's basically just being able to bring all support workers and that together to be able to, you know, really create a model of what animal therapy is.
Yeah, it's just an amazing thing.
Yeah, and then, of course, you've got, you know, your physios and your speeches. So everybody has an input and can use an animal for different reasons. Like I know the speech therapist that we've got here, you know, he was talking about the different sounds that an animal makes, you know, like moo moo and things like that. They're like your first lots of speech that you learn. So you can actually use animals to help you with speech therapy.
And you don't have any accommodation there, do you?
We do have a house here. It's just been renovated. And I guess because we've got other construction happening at the moment too, a big activity shed, we'll then decide whether the house is going to be used for respite or, you know, some sort of housing. There's that many needs for houses at the moment, isn't there, with things that you need to sort of work out what's going to be the best for you.
Yeah, yeah. So, and people must have an enormous different kind of reaction to the place and benefit in different ways.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what I mean, that there's something for everybody here because, you know, we all come with different needs and wants and requirements, etc. So, you know, and obviously the animals play an incredible impact on all our members. But, you know, some people come here just for the programs that are surrounding art therapy, where another person wants music therapy. So on different days, we offer different things. Mm. But, of course, the animals are always there as well. So yeah. I think that the more research that goes into animal therapy, the greater the request will be for, you know, can we come out and be part of this? Because at the moment, you know, animals, whether they're assistant animals or therapy animals or service dogs, companion dogs, you know, dogs that go around to hospitals and things like that. But we've tried to really make it into farm animals. So it means the same, but it's just that you can react differently to, you know, the goat.
Yeah.
More so than a dog, etc. Yeah.
And it's interesting that you're talking about the donkey and I think chickens too. It's funny, you know, it's one thing I can't do is pick up a hen, much as I love them, but I can't do it. And maybe if I'd been encouraged to do so at an earlier age,
we've got lots and lots of chooks, but I use one particular chook. Her name's Priscilla, and she's a little bantam, and she is just so gentle. So, you know, if you were here, you'd probably have her in your lap by the end of the day because she's just so beautiful.
Been envious because I think hens are actually surprisingly wonderful pets for people, really.
Well, we free range all our chooks, and of course, sometimes we find that they make their way into our office as well. So it's quite funny some days.
Now, how does a person become involved in Sunshine Butterflies?
Yeah, so we encourage people to just make contact with us and, you know, if they've got a particular reason why they want to become a member, we generally invite them to come and sit down with us and have a chat so that we know how we can support them the best way. We have counsellors on staff as well, so which is the family care coordinator, and we just join them up as a member, which is $10 a year. And basically they can use any of our services and, you know, hopefully we can walk with them throughout their life from there on.
And presumably too, you're always looking for volunteers too.
Yeah, volunteers are the salt of the earth, of course. And, you know, we're always welcoming people to get involved. There's always so many chores when you have a farm, you know, from gardening to cleaning, you know, the stable yards. To, you know, helping wash out paint pots. So there's always a lot of jobs to do. And, of course, our members just love having the company, and the more volunteers that we can get involved, the more one-on-one assistance that we can give them to achieve whatever their project is for the day.
Now, do you have a number that people can ring if they want to get in touch with you?
Yes, it's 07-547-02830.
You better repeat that, I think.
So it's 07, which is Queensland, 5470-2830. Otherwise, go to our website, sunshinebutterflies.com.au, and they can contact us through there as well.
Well, thank you so much. That's been really interesting, and I do wish you every success in the future. It's a wonderful organisation, and I'll hope to visit one of these days.
Please do. Yeah, we love having visitors, and thank you so much for chatting to me about this.
Well, thank you, Leanne.
I'll be
in touch. Thank you.
Thanks,
so
Joe.
Much.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
And that brings to an end the program for this week. We'll look forward to being with you again in a fortnight's time. So this is Jo Van Cool saying goodbye for now.